Track 2, Neil's take.
With all that rain we've had this summer, I was reminded of a couple of early cars I owned. In particular, a Vauxhall Viva came to mind. The windscreen leaked, water ran down the dashboard and dripped on my leg. The hours I spent levering up the rubber round the glass and squirting in black sealant to stem the flow. Despite my best efforts, I never completely solved the problem. Back in those days, it wasn't just a leaky windscreen that occupied my weekends. Most modern cars are much better protected from the elements, so the skills I developed in minor vehicle repairs are largely obsolete. Taking that Vauxhall Viva as an example, I daren't think how many times I rubbed down and resprayed the tops of the front wings. Wet and dry sandpaper, filler, primer, then shaking that can with the ball bearing or whatever it is that rattled around inside so the paint was thoroughly mixed. Masking tape and newspaper to isolate the area to spray. The trick was to work out the distance from which to spray. Too close and there'd be paint runs. Too far away and the paint would start to dry before it landed and leave an orange peel effect. It took a few occasions of rubbing down and respraying before I cracked it, and I learned not to touch it with a tentative finger to see if the paint was dry. I didn't have a garage in those days, so I performed my paint spraying in the drive. I soon learnt that spraying should be carried out when there was little or no wind, otherwise it drifted everywhere. I did get quite good at it, but after a few weeks, rust spots would reappear. My brother pointed out that while I was making a good job of the surface, it was coming through from underneath the wheel arch. This was the point at which I discovered tins of black gunge called underseal. Daub this on liberally and it should prevent the water getting in. Well, I suppose it did mostly, but occasionally I still had to lather it on a second time. But my greatest triumph, and again it was the trusty Viva, was fixing the rear screen demister. You couldn't do it now what I did back then. The tiny strands that heat up in today's cars are really thin and an integral part of the glass. You can clean them fairly easy if you're careful. Mine were thicker metal strips stuck on the inside surface of the glass. One day I noticed that only the top of the glass was demisting. I suppose it must have been me cleaning that caused one of those to break the circuit. I think back and wonder how that someone as practically inept as me could have repaired it. However, armed with a soldering iron, plugged into an extension lead and a dab of solder, I set about performing a miracle. Somehow, I managed to get a tiny blob of solder in exactly the right spot. Clumsy as I am, I did this without burning a hole in the upholstery or sustaining a burn and the smell of singed flesh. Under the bonnet was a different matter. I hadn't a clue how the internal combustion engine functioned. Once I tried to set the gaps in my spark plugs. So confident was I that I bought a set of feeler gauges for the job. Following my surgery, the engine spluttered so much I had to take it to the garage. When I collected the car, the mechanic was almost apoplectic. "Who set those spark plugs?" he asked in a voice bordering on hysteria. "Did they use a carbon knife?" Mind you, I spoke to an ex-mechanic a year or two back and he said he wouldn't want to go under the bonnet anymore. Today's engines, with all their high tech, are far too complex. But they still do have spark plugs. Now, where did I put those feeler gauges?
Thank you, Neil. I cannot gauge your feelings if you fail to find the feeler gauge.